From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Webb Pierce.
I'm looking for your face in every crowd I see, checking every honky-tonk in this town. I'm trying to find the places that you hang around. Oh, Lord, I'm tired, tired of living this away. I've been waiting on you, baby, night and day. I'm wondering if your love will ever come my way. Time's running out and I'm slowing down. I'm tired of being just another hang-around. Oh, Lord, I'm tired, tired of living this away. There ain't no happiness in anything I do. It seems I get so lonely when I'm not with you. What makes you just the kind of girl that I will love? You got so many others that you're thinking of. Oh, Lord, I'm tired, tired of living this away. Oh, Lord, I'm tired, tired of living this away.
Thank you, folks, and from all the Opry gang, a great big welcome to a big half hour of the best in country music.
And serving up the music and fun is Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, our Grand Ole Opry Cedar Hill Square Dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And I thought you'd like to get a little bit better acquainted with our newest Opry star. We've invited him to come to visit with us tonight, George Jones. Yes, sir. A lot of country music and fun for all of us tonight. And some of that fun's fixing to start right now. Just the minute I say, here he is, Rodney Brasfield.
Hello there, Will.
Why, hello, Rodney.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to have you back.
Boy, I had a time getting up here tonight. I come up on the bus, and there was a woman sitting right across the aisle there, had a baby on her lap, and that there young'un was a bellerin' and a bawlin' and a crying.
Really?
I never heard nothing like it. Sounded like a country sawmill or something.
Is that right?
And just couldn't. She couldn't do nothing with him at all.
Oh,
and I said
mean
to her,
baby, huh?
I finally says to her, I said, lady, that there baby of yours is sort of spoiled, ain't he?
Oh, what'd she say?
She says, no, he smells this way all the time. Hey, Webb, I ought to ask you a question.
What's that?
What do they call an operation where they cut a growth off of a man's head?
Cut a growth off of a man's head?
Yeah.
I don't know, Rod, what?
A haircut. Oh, I didn't got you, didn't I, boy?
You sure did.
I'm going to pull another one on you.
Not another one.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is it they can't hang a man with a wooden leg in Georgia?
Why can't they hang a man with a wooden leg in Georgia?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why.
Because they got to use a rope.
Boy, you are sharp tonight.
Boy, I'm telling you, I'm sharp as a mashed tater sandwich tonight.
Well, how's your girl Susie getting along these
days?
Susie?
Yeah. Oh, she's doing fine. I found out she's a grass widder.
A grass widder?
She's been a grass widder so much that cows get hay fever just following her around. Oh, I asked her for a kiss the other night, and she said if I kissed her, she'd yell for one of the members of her family.
Well, did you kiss her?
Yeah, I did. I popped it to her, boy.
Did she holler?
Yeah, she hollered.
Oh?
She says, oh, brother! She's getting so fat, I'm telling you the truth. It's awful. The sheriff down home told her the other night, Webb, but she'd either have to stay off of the streets at night or wear a tail light. I had a date with her the other night, and along about dusky dark, I lit the lantern, see?
Yeah.
And Uncle Sipe says to me, says, where are you going, Rod? I says, I'm going over to see my gal Susie. I've got a date with my gal Susie tonight. He says, what are you going to do with that lantern? I said, I'm taking that lantern so as I can see by Ned. He says, well, when I was a young fella about your age, a-courting my wife, I never did take no lantern with me.
No.
I said, yeah, I know, and look what you got.
Well, sir, we always get a big kick out of talking to Rodney, and we're all in for some real singing pleasure right now by listening to a young fella who really is on his way to the top in country music. George Jones, let's give him a big welcome, George. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, George.
Thank you, Webb. It's always a big pleasure to visit with the Grand Ole Opry.
Say, what do you got new in the way of a song?
Well, I'd rather not tell you about it, Webb.
What do you mean?
I'd rather sing about it, too.
Well, we'd rather hear you sing it, so go right ahead.
Here's one of our Star Day records, You Gotta Be My Baby.
Oh, you said you was my baby, now I know that you're my baby, but it seems to me that you've got roving eyes. If you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby. You can't keep a finger in two different pies. I remember how you pleaded when you told me that you needed my love, and I believe without a doubt. So if you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby. You've gotta leave them kissing cousins out. Cause when you're high stepping, I'm a calling low.
I get suspicious and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you wanna be my baby, you've gotta be my baby, and be nobody's baby but mine. I heard there was another, so I went and asked your mother if anybody hung around sides of me. She gave me no satisfaction, so now I can't take no action, but I think that I'll just hang around. Say, if you wanna be my baby, then you're gonna be my baby. You've gotta come to me and tell me so. Well, if you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby. I'm tired of waiting around, so let me know. Cause when you're high-stepping, I'm a-calling low.
I get suspicious, and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you wanna be my baby, you've gotta be my baby, and be nobody's baby but mine.
All right, now stop all the peeking and the grinning. I got something mighty important to say. I just took a tally of the entire Grand Ole Opry cast, and I wanted to find out what all the fellas think is the best way to be comfortable.
And what took first place, Grandpa?
Well, Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And I know why, too.
Well, would you care to explain?
Well, you couldn't stop me now. Reason for the tally is the same thing fellas everywhere are finding out every day. The minute they taste Prince Albert, they voted first place for comfort, too. That's cause PA just has the best doggone natural taste there is. Always fresh and cool smoking. Because it's crimp cut and packed so neat and firm and smokes so smooth and long burning.
Well, us fellas who roll our own, Grandpa, say you can't beat PA for an easy rolling, mild, tasty making cigarette.
By Granny's pipe or making cigarette, there's just nothing like the taste of Prince Albert.
Well, sir, looky here now. The old fiddles are going, the dancers are ready. We're all going to grab a partner here and dance to Sally Gooden.
Just pull by the right, the partner by the left, back and swing you on to the party, baby. First time, pull it up, back and swing that head, first time, two ladies. Stay back, baby, on the other side. Stay back, baby, on the other side. Let's begin to swing for a halfway pad on the street by the left hand. Oh! Bird out of oh, hey, my love is high.
Wait, partner, let's promenade them to death. Till now, you know, and don't be slow.
Now comes a moment that we always feel mighty good here at the Opry. When we get a chance on a good Saturday night to sing a very fine old sacred song for you. Here's the one we'd like to sing for you tonight. Mother, call my name in prayer.
Many years ago, when but a lad at mother's knee, I heard her call my name in prayer, praying for the Lord to save me for eternity. I heard her call my name in prayer. Yes, Mother, call my name in prayer. I heard her
say we listen to a dab and a half of a real great guitarist, Chet Atkins. Chet? Well, sir, if any of you folks have missed your newscast or your morning paper, we're about to take care of it for you, because here comes the girl with all the news from Grinder Switch. I'm speaking about Cousin Minnie Pearl. Oh, you have?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it, too.
You are?
Yeah, I've made a New Year's resolution not to kiss no more fellers.
Not to kiss no more fellas.
No!
Now, Manny, you don't mean to tell me you're going to keep that New Year's resolution about not kissing the fellas?
I sure am going to keep it. I'm going to keep it strictly to myself. I ain't going to tell nobody. Well, last night my fella come over at the house, and we were sitting on the double settee, and I was sitting by him, and he was sitting by me. And we was just sitting there, one by each, and each by the other. Oh, it was so romantical. And I said to Hezzy, I said, do you just think the world and all of me? And he said, uh-huh. I said, do I have eyes like stars and lips like rose petals? And he said, uh-huh. And I said, do you dream of me at night? And he said, uh-huh. And I said, oh, Hezzy, you say the most romantical things. Well, so though, we're talking in our family this past week about the brave men and women that have been in my family. Oh, we've had a lot of brave men and women. Just think of Uncle Nabob, he's bound to be brave. He married Aunt Ambrose. And I was just telling about how brave the folks was to some of the boys backstage. And it was the funniest looking little old beat up looking feller. He he looked like another clean shirt would do him. Little old bitty pipsqueak come up behind me and he said,
Rodney Minnie.
Oh, Rodney.
I do.
Rodney, you look worse every time I see you. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you tonight?
Well, by Ned, I'm sick. I'm just plumb poorly and puny.
What's the trouble?
Well, Minnie, I'll tell you. This year, getting up every morning at the crack of dawn for these setting up exercises is just getting me down.
Setting up exercises?
Yeah.
Rodney, you get up and take setting up exercises?
No, I don't take them, but that there blonde that lives right across the street from me do.
Rodney, you ought to be
ashamed. You ought to see her the
other morning. That's all right. Just forget it. That's all right, Rod. We was talking about the brave men in my family, Rodley.
You got brave men in
your family? Oh, yes, indeed. I was telling about, just today I was telling somebody about my Uncle Chute Henson.
Chute?
Yeah, Chute.
C-H-U-T. Oh, Chute, I know him.
Well, quit. I can just see Uncle Chute now. Just standing there, great big strong feller.
Yeah.
With his blonde wavy hair blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
And him too proud to run after it.
And does that make him brave?
Well, I'll tell you what he does. He went up one time and just punched Jack Dempsey right in the nose.
He did?
Just punched him right in the nose.
Punched Jack Dempsey right in the nose.
That's what he
Uncle
done.
Uncle Chute did.
Uncle Chute.
Well, by Ned, where is Uncle Chute? I want to shake his hand.
Rodley, you don't expect me to dig him up just to shake hands with you, do you? Bye now, see you next
Say, Rod, what's all this trouble between you and my professor friend?
Oh, he can't even explain about Prince Albert.
Oh, what can't he explain about PA?
Well, I'm standing there with my PA in an OCB paper, and I'm discussing things with him, see, and I'm rolling a neat-making cigarette.
Yeah.
Cause PA's crimp cut, you know.
I know.
Just thought I'd throw that in. Well, I say to him, Prof, see this here PA? Now, nature put the flavor in tobacco, right? Mm-hmm. He said I was right. Then I say, well, Prof, how in the cat hair does Prince Albert keep that flavor and even improve it? And he couldn't even mention me.
Now, Rod, that special process is PA's secret.
Oh, it's a secret?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I won't tell nobody.
Well, I'll tell everybody this. Pipe or making cigarette, enjoy fresh Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Say, folks, what do you say we have another song from our special guest, Mr. George Jones? Come on, George.
Glad to oblige, Webb, and I'll do it for you right now.
Uh-oh, no, you can't break it. You can't lie to my heart. Uh-uh, no, you can't take it. You won't stay with my heart.
We used to go together, had a wonderful time. You told me that you loved me and would always be mine. I caught you honky-tonky, now it's plain to see.
All you were doing was a lying to me.
Uh-uh, no, you can't break it. I ain't gonna give you my heart. Just want a lot of my heart. Uh-uh, no, it ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna give you my heart. We used to go together, had a wonderful time. You told me that you loved me and would always be mine. I caught you honky-tonky, now it's plain to see.
All you were doing was a lying to me.
Uh-uh, no, you ain't gonna get it. I'm not gonna give you my heart.
Better here from the hills, Mr. Grandpa John. Let it go, Grandpa.
I've traveled over this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the difficult line, I've traveled everywhere. From Poland east to Portland west and back along the line. I'm going now to the place that best in all the hometown of mine. 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my bill. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. Ain't no my Louisville, hometown of my heart. There's bound to be a gal somewhere that you like best of all. Down in Louisville, she's long and she's tall. But she's the kind that you can't find rambling through the land. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart and hand. Oh, 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles, Louisville, hometown of my heart. In my mind, a place we'll call our home. On the little cot for two, we'll never call it to roam. Now the place that's right for that love sight is in them bluegrass hills. Why gently flows the Ohio, by place called Louisville. Oh, 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my bill. 8 more miles on this old road, and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and do it from the start. 8 more miles, Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Grandpa Jones. Well, folks, the old Opry House is abuzz with excitement tonight, for some of our guests have already heard the rumor, and I'm here to make it official. Now, we're mighty proud to announce that, Webb, you have been made the recipient of the Hall of Fame Award, one reserved for the really all-time greats in country music by Billboard magazine. Now, friends, this award is rare, and only 7 of these have ever been given, and this happens to be the 7th. Now, the Hall of Fame Award is really a great honor to you, Webb, and our audience wants to show you just how much they share your pride at this moment. Congratulations, Webb Pierce.
Thank you, Grant. Receiving this Hall of Fame Award means more to me than you can imagine. And I want to thank the editors and publishers of this great magazine, Billboard, for their consideration. It's a great honor, and I'm real grateful. And I'd like to sing you my latest record and dedicate it to all you good neighbors out there that made this possible. It's My Way.
I live every day for you. I breathe
you. So if I'm mean and make you blue, it's my way of loving you. If I say that you're untrue and it breaks your heart in two, I can't help these things I do. It's my way of loving you. Try to understand my love. Look into my heart. Can't you see I'd want to die if we'd ever part? All my life I'll love you so. There'll be times it may not show that my love for you is true. It's my way of loving you. That my love for you is true. It's my way of loving you. Well, folks, we hate to leave you. I'll be back next week. We're going to come calling on you again in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be a feisty little feller. His name's Jimmy Dickens. And Jim brings with him a long, tall drink of water named Hawkshaw Hawkins. That's the long and the short of it, neighbors. And until then, this is Webb Pierce saying thanks for everything. And we'll be seeing you all next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Remember the old saying, Dave? You can tell a man by the company he keeps?
Sure do, Dave, and I kind of think you can tell a man by the cigarette he smokes. I can always spot a Camel smoker.
You mean he's the kind of fellow a cigarette really means something to?
Right. Camel smokers just aren't interested in fads, frills, or fancy stuff. They want a real cigarette with real tobacco flavor.
That's Camel for you. It's all cigarette all the way. Sure is a big difference between just smoking and Camels.
You bet there is. You can taste the difference. Camels are rich and full-flavored, pack after pack.
You can feel the difference, too. The exclusive Camel blend of quality tobaccos has never been equaled for smooth smoking.
No wonder more people today smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
See for yourself why Camels are so popular. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.